like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
I'm going to show you and direct you. Beware. Don't let anybody spoil you. Take your captive, make booty out of you. Maybe I better use another, another word, spoil. I'll use spoil. Prize, you know. I won't get like the hip hoppers. So y'all understand what I'm saying, right? Don't let any man spoil you through philosophy or vain deceit after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world or this system, and not after Christ. The Lord said, I'll send rain. You won't be like Egypt. They irrigated. No rain came there. They irrigated and they had to work that. It was all their efforts. God says, no, with you, your land will drink the rain from heaven. I'll send rain from heaven. And that will be your blessing. How many know when God sends rain, he's going to send the right amount of rain. Not too much, not too little. Not too late, not too early. He's going to send the right amount. So we must understand that to not be bound by the rudiments of this world, but we are to follow Christ. Verse 9 says, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Skip down to verse number 20 of that same chapter, Colossians, verse number 20. He touches on it again. He says, wherefore, if ye be dead with Christ, here we go, from the rudiments of the world, why, as though living in the world, are you subject to ordinances? Touch not, taste not, handle not, which all are to perish with the using, after the commandments and doctrines of men. Which things have indeed a show of wisdom in will worship and humility and neglecting of the body, but not in any honor to the satisfying of the flesh. So Paul is challenging them here not to be entangled with surface things that seem like change, that seem like discipline, but have no real power to change, have no real keeping power. Traditions of men, rudiments of the world. We are of another kingdom. Amen. I said we are in another kingdom. And you, it's important to come into the realization of who you are, whose you are, and what you have available to you. That anointing on your life can and should destroy every yoke, every bondage, every depression. Amen. That's the enabling that you have as a child of God. So let me read this again. Wherefore, if you are dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why, as though living in the world, are you subject to ordinances? Touch not, taste not, handle not. There's still people that are born again, and I pray that God will set you free from all those superstitions. Superstitious stuff. You know, in the back of your mind, you know, black cat. Lord Jesus, that mean bad luck. Broke a mirror, now you're throwing salt over your shoulder or something. child, it's the first of the year. I better get to the store and get these beans. Because you cook these beans, you have it'd be good for you. There are people that, you know, touch not, taste not, handle not, you know, as though you are living, you know, the commandments of men, all of this stuff is to perish with the youth. You know, Papa Jonathan has a testimony he shared years ago in one of the conferences in Malaysia. And he said he had just preached at this church. I'm not sure where it was, if it was his nation and another nation. And all the elders were with him and the pastor too. And he was hungry. He told them, listen, I'm hungry. Let's just go and eat. And so they get to this, I believe it was an Indian restaurant. It had a big old Buddha in there and a big picture where they had set them. You know, it was a whole bunch of them. And they had set down. And he gets in there and they're praying in tongues. All of them just praying in tongues. And he's wondering, what's going on? And they point at the picture. And I forget what did he exactly did he say. He said, Father, bless the food in Jesus' name. Now let's eat. Religious type of, you know, superstitious, you know, type of stuff. Oh, there's a Buddha. Did you feel that? Child, it's a bad spirit. I know it's my favorite food, but it's a bad spirit up in here. Don't touch that. You'd be surprised at people that still allow some of these things to govern. They'll turn, they see a black cat down there, they'll turn down the road. They ain't never been down before. That cat ain't studying you. Amen? So what we want to do, we're going to dig deep. We're going to pull this stuff out that's buried in some people were brought up. They were brought up in this. So the roots go deep, but we're going to root that stuff out. Get that stuff out so you can have true freedom. You can have real change. Amen. Continual change so your mind doesn't drift back into a bunch of stuff. Amen. Isaiah chapter 29 and verse number 13. Isaiah 29 and verse number 13. Isaiah hammers it again. He says, wherefore the Lord said, forasmuch as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear is of me is taught by the precept of men. Their fear of me is taught that you have to wear a certain type of clothing. Now, you know, the scripture does speak about modesty. Right? Modesty. Okay, so modesty. But as far as man's tradition and man's doctrine, many doctrines bind people up to think that it's okay as long as I dress a certain way, as long as I, you know, say right certain things, I can still live any kind of way and be all right with God. That's a lie from the pit of hell, because it's out of the heart that all these things proceed. So we got to break the power of the traditions of men and break the power of the rudiments of this world. And I'm going to tell you, there's a whole nother heavenly realm that awaits you to move in. Amen. Where every need is supplied, where health is yours, where wealth is yours. Amen. Where soundness is yours, where joy and happiness belong to you. Amen. How many know your Christianity ought not be a struggle all the time? Come on, you've been going up the rough side of the mountain long enough. Time for you to break free. Break them chains off. Those yokes off. Amen. Get delivered from the enemy, the mindset. Isaiah said it there. In verse 13, then verse 14 says, therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people. Even a marvelous work and a wonder. God says, I'm going to proceed to do a marvelous work among my people. Amen? Amen. So, having said all that, now there, the rudiments of the world and the traditions of men, we want to break that influence so that we can truly follow Christ. He's a person, not just a principle, not just a set of rules. He's a person. He talks to us. He can tell you one thing today and tell you something tomorrow. It's not just, you know, the same old thing. No, God can tell you to go this direction. The Lord can tell you get up early tomorrow. He'll tell you turn the TV off. Hello? But see, if you're bound by the traditions of men, you negate the power of God. Because your mind is on lock on a certain thing that is right or that you think is right. And anytime God wants to speak to you, you know, this is right. That's not right. But God wants us free from that so that we can not be bound by the traditions of men, not be bound by the rudiments of the world, the way that the world does everything and what how the Lord, the world prioritizes things, but rather be able to follow Christ. Amen. How many of the Lord will tell you to give more money sometime than you want to give? I'm talking about the Lord, if you're really listening. Sometimes he'll tell you to give to someone you don't want to give to. Say amen, lights. I said sometimes the Lord will have you do some things that you, if you had your druthers, you would druther not. Anybody in here really saved? Then you know what I'm talking about. See, everybody don't like to hear stuff like this because they think this week, okay. See, now you are held accountable for what you have heard. And some of y'all he's been wanting to talk to for a long time anyway to do some stuff. You think God want to always subtract from you, but he's not trying to subtract from you. Sometimes he'll subtract from you to get to you. That's why you can't follow the rudiments of the world or the traditions of men, but you got to follow Christ. He'll have you do stuff that doesn't make a whole lot of sense to you, but God knows your destiny. God knows where your money is. God knows where your breakthrough is. God knows where your relationships are. God knows where all this stuff is, so you got to follow him, not this other stuff. Because this other stuff will always deter you. Detour you. Stop you. How many know what I'm talking about? Okay, let's go. Can we go a little deeper?
Hello, listeners. Join the Resurrection Life family as we celebrate our 29th anniversary.
Wednesday, July 28th through Sunday, August 1st, 2021.
This year's theme is the Great Reset.
As globalists are seeking to mandate a satanic agenda.
An agenda bent on depopulating the earth and destroying humanity, God's crowning creation.
God has plans to restore,
revive,
resurrect,
and reset his church in these last days.
Prepare yourself for the next great move of God.
It's the Great Reset.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.